It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I've seen just how strange people can act in isolation. When everyone had to go under lockdown, the only contact we had with our friends was over the phone through Messenger or video chat. Zoom, however, was something my friends and I had never heard of until we were all going to our classes on it. For no other reason than the fact that it was a novel thing, my friends and I decided to all get together on a Zoom meeting. Despite it being associated with school, we took it as a cool new way for all four of us to meet up in the hall after class, even though we were doing this in the evening.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. Plus, fast and free shipping site-wide. Shop now through July 28th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair. Every style. Every home.
Unfortunately, with the free version of Zoom at the time, you could only host meetings for up to 45 minutes in length. So at the beginning of the call, Carrie, who was hosting, said we should all try to think of things to do together.
We should make good use of the time we have, right?
We agreed, but none of us had any ideas. I thought we were just going to chill and talk. I didn't know there would be games involved. Okay, what should we do then? You got any ideas, Carrie?
I'm so glad you asked, Tyler. I was thinking it would really set the mood if we all turned off our lights and lit up some candles, don't you think? Oh, that does sound nice. I'm getting my pumpkin spice-scented one.
My buddy Scott and I looked at each other in the little secondary thumbnails, communicating a lot of feeling without needing to say anything. Like I said, people act strange in isolation. They get bored, start doing things they would normally know are a bit out of pocket. But Carrie and Sarah were pretty cute, so I went along with it. Okay. I took some candles from my living room, fished a lighter out of the junk drawer in the kitchen, then set myself up for some lonesome romance. No, some friendly video chatting in my room, which is of course exclusively candlelit. Then there we all were. Pale faces in computer lights surrounded by flickering orange darkness. Yeah, I guess this looks pretty cool.
I told you, didn't I?
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Actually, I had another idea I was thinking of asking you guys.
It had already taken almost 10 minutes for all four of us to find candles, set them up, and light them. Yet we hadn't really said much to each other in all that time. Regardless, Carrie had set the mood just as she said she would, so we all seemed willing to let her lead some more.
Do you remember the game Bloody Mary?
For a moment, there was silence. Maybe it was lagging, or maybe Bloody Mary was lame now. You mean that thing from years ago where you go in your bathroom and turn off all the lights, then
you... Yeah, that one. I don't know, Carrie.
You know, I never actually did it. I'm down.
Yeah, Tyler, and you know what? We should all do it at the same time.
It took a little convincing to get Scott and Sarah to agree to this. They were wimps, I thought. I, myself, was a seasoned enjoyer of scary things. I was honestly wondering if four simultaneous summoning rituals might accomplish something, if only through group psychosis. Once we were all alone in our bathrooms with the door closed and the lights off, we found ourselves enveloped in darkness, and all we'd brought with us for light were the flashlights in our phones. Unsurprisingly, none of our faces were illuminated enough to be seen by the others, but we could still talk.
Everybody knows what to do, right? Okay, after three. One, two, three!
Bloody Mary.
I stared into my mirror, straining to see something. Anything in the darkness. A good few seconds passed, and nothing happened.
Jeez, Carrie. Always coming up with some lame stuff. See you later. Wait, don't go! Let's do something else!
But by the time Carrie finished her plea for them to stay, Sarah was gone. And when I looked, I realized that Scott had left too. It sucked that my buddy had bailed on me like that, but knowing that I was now alone in a call with Carrie made my night seem like it was going pretty well. I tried to console Carrie somehow. Let her know that just her and I alone could make good use of the 30 minutes that were left. None of that seemed to land on her, though.
Dang it! We messed it up! We forgot the candles!
Apparently, the candles were crucial. Obviously, she had this all planned from the start. She just screwed it up a bit. Something must have been distracting her. I wondered at the time if maybe it had been me. I feel like such an idiot. We both ran back into our bathrooms in the middle of the night, double-fisting lit candles. We set them both at the bottom of our mirrors. With this light source, we could actually see one another on the phone, as well as our reflections in the mirror.
Oh, how about this time we stand with our backs to the mirrors and show each other's mirrors on our phone?
Sure, Carrie. And so we did. And after her count of three, we again chanted,
Bloody Mary!
This time, I saw her appear instantly. My brain captured the glimpse I got of the creature, and has projected it on mirrors in the corner of my eye ever since. Even seeing it through just a video of a mirror sent a chill of fear through me so paralyzing I failed to speak. Some kind of tortured slender girl with tattered flesh and blood-smeared clothing stood in Carrie's mirror, staring with a face shrouded in darkness. Finally, I screamed,
"Carrie, behind you!"
The following moments were such a flash. Carrie screamed and jerked around. She dropped her phone as I heard glass breaking. Somehow, her phone landed propped up on something. I saw in the darkness of the image a candle on its side, then another flame, and with it more light. Carrie was on fire. The flame grew and crawled up her pajamas in a demonic blaze. But the worst part, something walked in front of Carrie's phone, silhouetted by the raging fire behind it, which was now crumpling to the floor in crackling silence. I saw a flash of Bloody Mary's hideous face. Then the call was cut short.
Someone's got whispering. I just heard it. Like it's trying to focus.
Well, something's with me all the time. I don't know what it is.
It's trying to focus, gaze in and out.
You look carefully at her shoulder here. You can see movement like the top of someone's head behind her shoulder on the right-hand side. Just say it. Whatever this was, moving. There it is. Moving behind her. You see the fingers.
I work in middle management for a multi-billion dollar corporation. I can't say which one due to the NDA I had signed. It would compromise my identity. I'll be using fake names for everyone I'm about to mention. You'll understand what I mean. I used to work in a small, typical office setting with a handful of other people on a specific project for the company's greater interests. But every once in a while, even to this day, we were reminded of just how powerful our boss at the top of the ladder really is. We work with a lot of trade secrets, and all of that information is sensitive. What I can say is that we weren't able to maintain our usual level of productivity over Zoom. A time came when we had to permanently switch to working from home, which meant we couldn't go to the bland old office anymore. Our team manager, Mr. Burns, had worked at the company for decades. The project we were working on was probably going to be his last one before retiring. The problem was, he was a dinosaur with computers. We wasted a lot of time during all of our meetings just teaching him how to operate Zoom. Simple things like unmuting his microphone or figuring out how to add people to the call. We eventually realized that a couple of weeks had gone by without getting any work done. I got a little frustrated and sent an email to HR requesting some IT training for Mr. Burns. I tried to make it come across as respectful. I really did. But I guess the executives had a different interpretation. Just a few days later, at our next meeting, things went completely sideways. Our old manager was nowhere to be seen. He'd been replaced by some corporate shill with a face shot full of Botox.
Good evening, faithful employees. Kelly from HR here. We noticed that this team has had a dip performance recently. We've decided to restructure the group and offer incentives where necessary. I'll be acting as the interim manager until we find a replacement for old Mr. Burns.
Honestly, the only thing shocking to us about Mr. Burns being replaced was just how suddenly they kicked him out. I felt bad for putting in a negative remark about him, but for that moment I was focused on looking good in front of my superior. That Kelly creature didn't say a word after she introduced herself, just watched and listened to us. After the meeting, I sat in front of my laptop for a while, just confused and worried for some reason. I zoned out and didn't really do much work for the rest of the day. It was Friday after all, and I wanted to relax for the night. Unfortunately, I wouldn't get the chance. I was watching TV in my living room when I got a text on my phone.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It was from the company HR number. It read, "Answer your front door." What? My heart jumped a little, but I grumbled it off. Start working from home, and you never get time off. When I answered the door, a 6'8" bodybuilder in all black company attire stood in front of me with his arms crossed. "Good evening." "Hello, John. I'm Kyle from HR. May I come in for a moment? These hours are outside of my contract. Would you kindly invite your associate inside to discuss a major promotion?" Just from the way he said it, I figured I shouldn't say no. "Sure, get in. Just don't break my kneecaps, okay?" "That won't be necessary, John. If you're interested in the management position, all you need to do is go through our Zoom orientation." "Really? Then why'd you come to my house to tell me that?" "The meeting contains, sensitive information. You don't got clearance yet." I was very quickly starting to realize what I'd just gotten myself roped into. I felt like I'd just been forcefully initiated into the mob. Well, no sudden movements now. "Okay, sure, let's do it." The lumbering thug followed me to my computer and gave me a Zoom code. He stood just inches behind my chair, towering over me as I sat at my desk. When I joined the meeting, there was only one other member. Their video was on. The camera pointed at a man tied to a chair beneath a harsh spotlight. "Wait a minute, is that Mr. Burns?"
"HR appreciates your initiative in adapting to this new working environment. The old blood just couldn't keep up. So as an incentive, you get to see what happens to those who threaten this company's bottom line. We appreciate the tip you gave us."
I was shaken up. What was about to happen? I stared at the live video call as I saw two men approach Mr. Burns. They began by beating his hands with clubs, then they kicked over his chair. They wrapped his face in a rag and started waterboarding him. "Why are you doing this? He was just a little slow with computers. I never meant for all this to happen."
"His computer was full of viruses. He leaked trade secrets everywhere. We can't have such an incompetent fool around. He deserves this."
I was in shock. This really was like the mafia. I wasn't allowed to look away from the meeting. They'd ceased with the waterboarding and moved on to jumper cables.
Ah!
Congratulations on moving higher up in the company, John. I still work for that company, in Mr. Burns' old position. I've seen a few of my co-workers disappear from the company in the last few years. I've thought about quitting many times, but it seems like every time the idea takes hold in my head, I get a visitor from HR. Take this as a warning to support your local small businesses, because even though I'm posting the story anonymously, there's a good chance I won't have enough functional fingers to type out a follow-up. When I was a freshman in college, my school had moved all of their classes online. I did all of my lectures on Zoom. Everyone complained about it, but I honestly didn't mind. I got to keep living at home for another year and save money on transportation and dorm expenses. There was only one class in my first semester that gave me any trouble, geography. I thought it would be an easy A, but for some reason, I just did terrible on every test. It was an evening class at 8 p.m., so I guess I was usually lacking in focus for most of it. It was always the last class I had before I snuck out of the house to hang out with my friends from the fraternity I'd recently joined. My parents didn't approve of that decision, so I had to keep things low-key, as I would leave through my window after they went to sleep. Rolling through the night with my friends made up my whole college experience at that point, but it didn't help my grades. So it seemed like a good thing when the geography professor, Mr. Higgins, offered some extra credit towards the end of the semester. Before we begin today's lecture, I want to let everyone know about something. I know that several of you are having some bad luck with my tests, so I decided to give everyone a chance at some extra credit before the final. Just stick around after the lectures and answer some questions correctly, and you'll be rewarded. Because I didn't want to get a bad grade in one of my first college classes, I decided to go for it, even though it meant I'd have to keep studying until 9 or 10 p.m. After the lecture was over, I realized that quite a few other students were taking the opportunity. The problem was, the questions were ridiculous. In what postal code would I reside if I moved to Colorado 50 kilometers due west of Denver? You have 60 seconds to answer. What? How am I supposed to answer that? It was like he intentionally made it next to impossible to answer correctly and in time. Oh, looks like nobody got that one. See you after the next lecture. Of course, in college, they don't make it easy to get extra credit. But I thought that the harder it was to achieve, the more it would be worth. With that in mind, I kept going to the after-lecture sessions trying for those extra points. Every time, fewer and fewer kids showed up. And every time, Professor Higgins came up with another impossible question. I never got a chance to answer any of them. But I was honestly hoping to get pity points for being the only one who continued to attend the whole time. One night, just before the final, I was the only one left.
Well, Ryan, it looks like it's just you and me for this one. You'll have to excuse my absence from the video. I don't have access to my webcam at the moment.
That's okay, Professor Higgins. It won't stop me from getting extra credit.
Yes, yes. You know, Ryan, since you've been so persistent, I think I'll give you an easy one this time.
Thank you, Professor.
This was my chance. I thought I might just get a good grade in the class after all. What would I find if I went south down Main Street from the university, took a right on Pine Avenue, turned left onto Maple Court, then went down to the cul-de-sac and up to the side of a house with the red door? A chill ran down my spine. I left the Zoom call and immediately closed my laptop. I tried to calm my breathing, but it wasn't working. Those were directions to my house. How could he know that? Why would he ask me that? Just then, all the lights in my house went out, followed by the distinct total silence of a power outage. No blowing of the heater, no distant hum from the fridge, nothing but absolute quiet. I stood from my desk and started to walk out of my room. I was hoping I could just go flip the circuit breakers in the laundry room and everything would turn back on. But when I got to my bedroom door, I heard a knock from somewhere else.
Ryan, you didn't answer my question.
I looked back to my window just in time to see him.
The answer is the window you forgot to lock.
I was in complete shock. It felt like I couldn't move, but I quickly snapped out of it. Mr. Higgins had got the crown of his head through the window. I dove across my room and to my window, quickly shoving him back onto the roof. My phone wasn't in reach, so I yelled,
"Leave me alone or I'll call the cops! Somebody help me, please!"
Just then, my dad ran into my room with the bat as he darted towards our scuffle. Mr. Higgins' body was almost completely inside of my room just as my dad swung the bat into his head.
Ah! Ugh! Ah! My head! My head! Get the hell out of my house!
My dad swings the bat again and bashes it right across his face. A few teeth fly out of his mouth and his body collapses to the ground. He was out cold.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I've gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
We immediately called the cops and Mr. Higgins was arrested for breaking and entering. I don't know about anyone else, but I have to say my first year was pretty brutal. They say learning from home is supposed to be safer than in-person learning, but I digress.